I'll get it right one of these days. I am opening a meeting of the House Higher Ed and Workforce Development Committee on Thursday, June 1st, 2017. And my detailed notes here say, we made it!
Yay!
Okay.
Is that your script? Laura's really trying to help you out.
Took the part, they had two amendments.
Never mind. I'm opening a work session on Senate Bill 207A. Laura, please provide the committee with a brief summary of the bill.
Chair and members of the committee, Senate Bill 207A would require public universities and community colleges to give credit, beginning with the 2018-2019 school year, for students who participated in an advanced placement program and received successful grade on a nationwide examination. Define successful grade a score of 3 or higher on the AP exam. There's a -A7 amendment, members. It replaces the measure. The amendment requires public universities and community colleges to award academic credit, beginning with 2019-20 school year, to incoming enrolled students who have received advanced placement examination scores of 3, 4, or 5. Allows post-secondary institutions to notify the HEC if the institution considers it necessary to require that incoming enrolled students receive score of higher than 3 on the exam. Requires the HEC to convene committee comprised of faculty and staff in consultation with AP representative to determine whether the institution may require a score of higher than 3. Authorizes committee to make final determination based on justification provided by institutions. Requires committee to submit report detailing affirmative final decisions, including the justification, to legislative committees responsible for higher education. Academic credit awards must align with state statutes, rules, standards, and requirements regarding academic credit transfer at Oregon's post-secondary institutions. The bill as amended has a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
Thanks, Laura. I got to say I'm really pleased and amazed with how this came together. I think it hit all the points that we've talked about along. It should be something I think that we can all support. So I guess we'll find that out here. So we can always hope. So I would entertain a motion.
Okay. Chair Reardon, I move to adopt the A7 amendment dated 5/30/2017.
Rapalanzo Leon moves to adopt the A7 amendment dated 5/30/2017. Any discussion? Rep. Johnson.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I just wanted to second your comments about the amendment as it came together. And I know there's some.
I have a meeting in 2 minutes, let's make it sure.
Pardon me?
I have a meeting in 2 minutes, let's make it sure.
I'll be really brief, Representative. I know there were some that were a little, let's just say, frustrated with the amount of detail that we devoted to the bill. But again, I think we've improved the bill that came to us, and I think aligned it more fully with other education policy moving forward. So I think it's a good piece of legislation.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it seems simple now. Any other comments? I feel the anxious tension here on my left. There are no objections. The amendment is adopted.
Excellent. Chair Reardon, I move SB 207-A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Rep. Alonzo Leon moves Senate Bill 207-A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
I've got a long speech. Just kidding. Just kidding. Gene kicked me.
No, you were here.
No discussion. Wonderful. Roll call.
The young members. This Representative Johnson was
late. Aye.
We didn't get to come in and talk.
Aye. Excuse.
Aye.
Representative Rushkey? Excused.
Representative
Solomon? Aye. Vice Chair Alonzo Young?
Aye.
Vice Chair Wisnick?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We do need a carrier for this.
Representative Johnson worked hard, even though he was late for the meeting.
You want to? If you don't,
sure,
I will.
I'd be happy to.
Okay. So, Rep. Johnson?
Good bill.
Thanks, Rep. Johnson.
Rep. Johnson it is, and the motion passes. Gavel, you're assigned. Just a quick reminder, we did schedule, closing work session, House Bill 207A. Quick reminder, we did schedule one committee meeting following the deadline for next Tuesday, June 6th. Should receive an email from Laura about this, and that's just to get a discussion about the committee's interim work plan, get your ideas, and kind of do a little sharing, and just get some ideas together. We've started a list, but I'd love to have a chance to talk with it with everybody. So thank you. We'll save the long goodbye speeches for later. I'm closing the meeting of the House Higher Ed Workforce Development Committee. We'd be done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Higher Ed Workforce Development Committee. We'd be done.